Roll call has been taken. I'll let the record reflect that all members are present.
Thank you. This is the opportunity for any member of the public to address the committee if there's anything that is not on the agenda. Do we have any members of the public online? Okay, hearing none, then we'll close public comments. Let's move to C1. Did I get a motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting?
Make a motion to approve minutes from last meeting.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Could I get a motion to approve the special Parks and Rec meeting?
A motion to approve the special Parks and Rec meeting minutes.
I second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Presentations.
No presentations at this time.
It says Parks and Rec update.
Yeah, no updates.
Oh, no update.
Just kidding.
All right. E1, discussion regarding the tennis court refurbishing. In September 2014, the town of Discovery Bay contracted with Salviano Company to perform an overlay of two tennis courts and resurface four courts. Courts should typically be resurfaced every 3 to 5 years. The four resurfaced courts have held up well over the past 6.5 years. However, it's time to resurface to avoid the cracks, worsening, and hopefully prevent the need to do an overlay. Of our 6 tennis courts, the goal is to resurface 3 courts that need the most attention this fiscal year and resurface 3 courts in fiscal year 21-22. Staff has issued a purchase order to Saviano and is utilizing $24,000 of the approved fiscal year 2021 capital improvement budget to resurface tennis courts 4, 5, 6, and repaint and freshen up court number 3. The work is tentatively scheduled to be completed by the end of June. Any questions?
I'm sorry, one more time. What was the cost for that?
$24,000.
So I have a question. Do we already have in budget for the ones 21, 22, and has the cost gone up since the resurfacing of this one?
No.
Okay, so it'll still maintain.
It should maintain.
Close.
With a caveat saying is that because of COVID, we're finding with a lot of our construction projects that materials are increasing over time. So they should not, but I won't guarantee that they will. So.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Sounds good.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh. Thank you. Do we have any public comment? Hearing none, we'll move to E2.
Good afternoon. Okay, before you have the staff report regarding the Prop 68 per capita grant, the funds available to apply for are $187,441, and that will require the town to match 20%, with the majority of that 20% being in-house labor. California Parks also requests approval by resolution for the application to move forward, and this was passed at the November 18, 2020 board meeting. At the Special Parks and Rec Committee meeting on January 28th of this year, staff suggested we apply for projects at Cornell Park, seeing that that is our oldest park and in most need of refreshment. It was recommended that staff bring back 5 priority projects to this Park and Rec Committee meeting. So we provided our list of 5 priority projects. Now, as we dug a little bit deeper into some very, very preliminary numbers, we feel the sports field rehabilitation project would carry us well over budget. And in addition, there's been a little bit of discussion, I think, regarding the restrooms at Cornell and whether we refurbish or remove. So therefore, staff is recommending we move forward with the 3 middle projects, as we feel we can fit all of those within their budget. So those projects are the replacement of the barbecue area, including tables, prep tables, and the refurbishment of the surrounding grass, a new basketball court overlay with new benches and hoops, and those 2 projects alone would make a big impact, you know, next to the street, well seen all the time. And then in addition, we can provide new uniform benches and trash and recycle receptacles throughout the park. So this afternoon, we'd like approval from the committee on ranking these 3 projects or approving all 3 projects, so we can bring back some preliminary costs to the May 19th board meeting.
How deteriorated are the tables and the barbecue area? I mean, I haven't been over there in a while.
Yeah, they're poor condition. They're not unsafe, but they're unsightly.
Got it.
And is it replacing them completely, or is it just refurbishing them?
Replacing those completely. The part of the grant requirements are that you provide new recreation amenities. So.
And the basketball court or blade benches and new basketball hoops? Same thing there. It's
the court there is bad. Very bad.
Yeah,
yes, almost to a safety issue.
Yeah. And so those are the three priorities. How are we going to address the other two, the sports and the restrooms? I know they cannot. The cost of that is more than what the grant has allotted for.
Right.
But are those going to be addressed at a further date?
So there's a couple things with the sports field.
Can you elaborate on what exactly you mean by the sports field?
Yeah, the sports field would be the interior portion of the lawn. The
like
outfield
where the walking
portion.
Path is?
Yeah, the interior of the walking path, mainly the outfield of the baseball field. Mm-hmm. There are a couple things we could do in the future, reduce costs. We could make the actual outfield very nice grass, which wouldn't require the whole amount. Or we can do small repairs to the lawn that I think have been done in the past that 5-7 year fix.
This may be something you may know or not know, but is the pony leagues and stuff like that, are they still utilizing those fields? I know COVID has kind of.
Not this year, but they typically do utilize them.
So is there some way that we can reach out to them and see if they maybe help fundraise with that since they utilize a good portion of that?
I think that's potential.
What kind of money are we talking about?
Yeah,
that's probably a good question.
$300 to $500.
So that's a lot of candy bars.
Yeah, it's a lot of candy bars. Yeah.
Candy bars.
That's to remove, grade, and reset.
How much surface area is that approximately?
I can't remember. It's.
And I don't need to put you on the spot.
Yeah.
It's, but I'm sure
it's a big area.
It's a big area. But it's still usable right now, right?
Correct. And we've gone in maintaining it. We cut it slightly shorter, that way aesthetically you can't tell as much that there are these uneven spots, so it suffices for now.
And then restrooms.
Yeah, so I know there's been talk of
restrooms.
Let's talk restrooms. So I know there's been talk of removal and or refurbishment. So.
I don't mean to put you on the spot, but what's your opinion of it?
My personal opinion? Maintaining those restrooms to a standard that are acceptable is very difficult for my maintenance crew. We just opened one the other day, and it's all graffiti, and there's trash in there.
And how, like, in
at Cornell?
About
at Cornell.
How long of a time period from when you opened it to when it was graffiti did that happen?
Okay, so that's the first graffiti.
It wasn't open. They opened it.
Or climbed in.
They climbed in. So even though it's closed, they're still climbing in and graffitiing and...
Leaving trash
and...
Yeah.
So it's a huge kind of...
In public, yes, sir.
Yeah.
Which is something my guys aren't trained to clean, typically.
Wasn't an initial job description, I'm sure. It's such a hard one. I mean, at the end of the day, we're all human beings, and we don't want to deny someone that to be able to relieve themselves and use a restroom. But with that being said, nobody builds restrooms at parks anymore, and so at least that dives.
Yeah, I mean.
And the cost factor.
Particularly for neighborhood parks, which I would call Cornell a neighborhood park. It's not typically, I mean, aside from the Pony League, maybe not a lot of driving over there parking.
Yeah. So, I think it's a little bit of a safety issue, too. I mean, as a mom that probably watches way too many crime shows and stuff like that, I would be concerned, you know. It's just an easy place to be open and people to go hide in and do whatever, you know, without any maintenance or someone watching it or making sure everything's okay.
Yeah. totally agree. I'll keep my mouth quiet on some of the other things I've seen.
Well, again, just to finish my thought, I mean, we don't want to deny people the ability to use restrooms, but with that being said, I think we still could be strategic as far as if there's going to be an event at the park, whether it's some type of league event or that they're going to rent the bar here, there could be a mandate that they bring in X amount of restrooms. You mentioned it to the size of their...
I think you had maybe in one of our committee meetings we had talked about, well, only opening it during events like this. But there needs to be some modifications to it to do that.
Yeah, we would probably have to include in the rental cost, custodian, sanitation of it to be scheduled after the event.
And I have to imagine the cost factor of demoing those things would be pretty expensive as well.
Over the course of maintaining it versus demoing them, you're probably at a break even point of maybe 1 year.
Okay, but at this point, you're not asking for a direction on the restrooms, are you?
No,
you're
correct.
Asking
I'm asking for a direction on the middle three projects to get some more preliminary.
If I were to give you my opinion on
sure.
it, I would say basketball courts,
okay.
barbecue areas, uniform benches.
Yeah, I'm okay. All three are good ones, so
yeah.
To me, I'm not concerned about
the idea is to fit all three, so we'll start getting the numbers in that order.
Because I think those, like the basketball and the barbecue area, will be the most bang for the community, but, right?
Yeah, I think so. Aesthetically.
For the kids and the families
and
wanting to do parties
point,
and stuff like that.
That gets used pretty well over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there any members of the public that wish to comment? Hearing done.
Okay, we'll move in that direction.
Awesome, thank you.
That's it. Okay. Anything else?
No.
4:42, meeting.